FAQs, Frequently Asked Questions, Continued. 19. Why is this decision so important? There are several reasons why this decision is important. Sometimes patients or their family members become very anxious when the patient becomes ill and ask that the patient be sent to the hospital when treatment could be provided here. There are some risks and some discomfort associated with being sent to the hospital. The transfer itself, a new environment, new staff, and new routines can be sources of discomfort. The risks include falls, skin breakdown, pressure sores, and more exposure to infection. Both the transfer and hospital care are very expensive. Some of these expenses may not be covered by your insurance. You may want to ask about this so you can consider this information in making your decision. Comfort care, palliative care, hospice, and advanced directives. 1. What is the difference between hospice and palliative care? The type of care provided is similar, but hospice care is intended for those who are in the final months of their life, usually 6 months or less, while palliative care can continue for many months, even years. Hospice care focuses on pain control, symptom management, emotional and spiritual support. 2. What is comfort care? Comfort care or palliative care focuses on easing pain and other symptoms such as nausea, fatigue, depression, constipation or diarrhea, or breathing problems that are the result of your illness or the treatment of your illness. Palliative care teams also help you cope with your illness, providing practical solutions, emotional and spiritual care. 3. What happens if I am getting hospice care when I go to the hospital? If you go to the hospital, you may have to requalify for hospice after returning here. If there's time, hospice should be called before you are transferred to the hospital.